This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I woke up this morning to this whole fiasco between you and Carl Banks. I mean, you get paid to give an opinion, and you gave a strong opinion on what you think, and you've done that, in many cases, not just basketball. It's been your own team, the Minnesota Vikings that you root for. It's been the Mets that you root for, and you have every right to give your opinion and give it the way that you want to give it. I support you 100% with your ability to do that. And, you know, Carl could say he knows the town's family. That's fine. That's not what you're talking about. You're not talking about him as a person. You're talking about him as the centerpiece of the New York Knicks basketball team and whether or not they can get over the hump and get to the next level. And you were very strong in your take yesterday. I'd never fight you when you you go those ways, just simply because I know how passionate you are about the sport, how passionate you are about your New York Knicks, especially when they got so close and their two best players basically, you know, didn't show up and didn't play well in game six.
Yeah, I mean, I know that things get twisted out there, and when it happens to us too, where we'll see something and maybe somebody meant something else and we don't have the full context of it. But I was really surprised that so many people digested this in the way that they did yesterday, where they thought that I was calling him a loser as a person. And if you listen to exactly what I said, I'm talking strictly basketball. I say losing player. Yes, I say loser. I don't say anything about his family, anything about the man that he is, anything about his personal life at all. Just talking about in these situations, if you want to win a championship, I don't think that he has it, which is something that I have said for weeks now about him. He's just missing something. So it was that word that got people fired up, assuming that I was talking about him as an individual, which is not the case.
Well, I mean, Carl Banks jumped to that conclusion.
Right, which is funny because I wasn't making it personal about Carl Anthony Towns. He assumed I did, but then he made it personal about me, which, like, the same way that Carl Banks feels about us, meaning talk show hosts who didn't play, not you, but guys like me and BT and Sal and Evan, like how you guys can't evaluate sports because you didn't play, is the way I feel about Carl Banks when he starts chiming in on stuff like this. Like, leave this stuff up to us. Like, the way you don't respect our opinions on sports, I don't respect your opinions on media, because he's not very good at it. He doesn't understand. His comprehension was terrible yesterday. And he spent years on this radio station putting people to sleep. So, like, I'm not, like, his opinion on this was so far off. One, he was reacting to something I didn't say. And then two, he turned it into a completely different conversation. So, whatever. He likes to get himself in the mix. People were going crazy about it. And another thing that is just, it's funny to me that it's like a chess checkers situation here. It's like people would be going crazy. Oh, WFAN, you guys are unbelievable. You say all this crap. You guys stink, this and that. Just as you said, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give opinions that you react to. Here's when we stink, when no one's talking about us, when no one's paying attention to us, when the things that come out of my mouth don't end up in a newspaper. That's when WFAN stinks. So everybody who thinks that this was a WFAN's gone down the drain moment. No, this is WFAN is still here. You still care. You still pay attention, and you pay attention more than you want to. So go screw.
And you've paid more attention now than ever before.
Exactly.
That's the other thing, too. So, you know, look, it's I find it very interesting because, you know, both of us have been in the crosshairs at times about different things that we have said about different situations that have come across our desk. And quite frankly, in downloading what happened to the Knicks, you know, I read everything that, you know, you said. I heard everything that you said. I knew that it was going to be pointed, and I knew that it was going to be strong, and I knew that people were going to react to it. And, of course, you know, you read the articles that are written about these players. Hell, I had articles written about me. There were articles written about Carl Banks. He knows. I mean, we know what this is like. We know from the other side, from the player side, what the expectations are. But, you know, it's interesting. I read articles about how Carl Anthony Towns shouldn't be ridiculed the way that he is because he was one of the best players that the Knicks had all year. But then in that article, it says he's slow of foot, he can't jump, and he falls up to the ground too many times, and he takes too many bad shots. But he's still the best player they have.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, like, I've said on this radio station about him in particular that he's the best offensive big man they've had since Patrick Ewing was here. And he's actually probably even more a better offensive player than Ewing was. It's just that Ewing was a total player. He was a defensive player. He was a strong player. He was a physical player. He was a rim protector. He could shoot. You know, like, he could do everything. He was a full-in player, where I think Carl Anthony Towns is more like an 85% player, where he is offensively as good as any big man in the league. I think he's right there. He had a terrible game six. His shot selection was awful. Yes, he could not gain a foothold down in the paint in game six at all for whatever reason. And, you know, he had a very poor game. And this is the reason he was brought here was to beat a team like the Pacers. To get to the next level. Now, they've gotten to the next level. I will give them that much. The question now is, what does Leon Rose do moving forward? And, you know, I'm sure the guys after us yesterday, both in the afternoon and the midday, and also the guys at night, all were talking about it. Everybody has their ideas as to what needs to be done here. But, you know, they're not that far off, to be honest with you. And I kind of like the team. They're just going to have to add more pieces that Tom Thibodeau will consider playing more often than he did this year. I think one of the reasons he played these guys so much this year was to get them used to each other. Because I don't think we realize just how hard it is to, like, bring in new guys and then start playing together. And the more you play together, the more it becomes a natural instinct that you're playing with each other and you know where each other's going. I think that's one of the reasons why he played his starting five so much this year.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And as far as Towns, I mean, I know that Knick fans want to, especially the younger Knick fan who didn't see the guys that we have talked about and didn't really watch Patrick Ewing day in and day out, want to blindly defend their guys because of the special season. I also said this season was a success to me. It was. The conversation is going forward. Do they have what it takes to win a championship with what this is all about? Because there's been a drought for over 50 years. But if you watch these games and you're not blindly defending your players, and you know that the way this team is built with a $50 million big man who has to be great, who has to be MVP-like for them to win a championship, and he's not, and he's playing like that, and he's taking dumb fouls, and you got these NBA Hall of Famers that are chastising him for it, in a post-game interview after a win, no less, and he's agreeing with them, and the sloppiness and the disappearing and the complaining and all of those things has to change. That is the when I say the core of him is a loser, that's what I'm talking about. A losing players. Every time he goes to the basket, he's going to complain. Every single time that he gets any contact, he's going to complain. Anytime he gets called for a sloppy foul, he's going to complain. I mean, it's just it's not a winning mentality.
And, he will not commit to defense.
No, and he never has, and he never will. And that's okay if you're dominating the way that he did in Game 3. If he's dominating like that the way he did in Game 3, then fine, don't play defense. But when you're doing everything else horribly and you're not playing any defense, then it's a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.